This is Real Radio, WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 8 o'clock. There are showers in the Twin Cities, temperaturing currently 65 degrees.
Joe Angel and Herb Carneal at Yankee Stadium in New York. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Twins in front, 4-1. Randolph at first, nobody out, and Bobby Meacham steps in here against John Butcher. Twins infield double play depth. Smalley very shallow at third. Here's the pitch on the way, and a breaking ball is low and inside. Ball one. Final in the National League. The Mets came from behind, beat Atlanta by a score of 10-5. The Mets, a total of 14 hits in that game. Now Butcher ready at the belt. And here's the pitch. There's a slowly hit ground ball to Gagne. He will go to first base to get Bobby Meacham there, but Randolph moves up a base. Ball was very slowly hit. No chance at all to get the double play. With one away, it'll bring up the top of the order and Ricky Henderson.
California just went ahead of, no, they tied Toronto 3-3. They just finished batting, and guess who hit a home run for California?
Let me guess here. Roy Hobbs. Better known as
Wally Joyner.
Wally Joyner.
Yeah, number six.
I knew I could guess that. Number six for Wally Joyner. And now John Butcher will go to work on Ricky Henderson. 4-1 game, third inning. Henderson 0-1. Grounded to short his first time up as Butcher delivers. And a good breaking ball is in there for a call strike. 0-1. Ricky hitting .239 coming in with one home run and seven RBIs. And he, too, enjoyed great success against the Twins last season. Ricky at .417. Now Butcher ready. Here's a pitch. Henderson swings and he grounds it by Smalley down the left field line. That's going to be extra base hit. Meacham is rounding third. As Randolph, I should say, rounding third, he's going to come in to score. Henderson goes all the way to second on a double to drive in a run to make it a 4-2 game. So Henderson picks up his eighth RBI. Smalley made a dive to his right, tried to knock down the ball, couldn't do it. That ball skidding just under his glove. And so it is now a 4-2 contest, and Ken Griffey comes up with Henderson at second base. Griffey 0-1 on a ground out to second. Butcher looks at Henderson, and he comes home. In the dirt, ball one. Ken Griffey. Now 36 years of age as Tim Laudner goes out to have a chat with Butcher. Griffey in his 12th year in the major leagues at .274 last season. Ken Griffey, a guy who has been extremely consistent throughout his major league career. In fact, he is one of only 12 remaining active 300 hitters. His lifetime batting average is .299.6 or something like that, so they rounded out to 300. And the pitch to him. That idea is he took a high outside fastball. 2-0. On deck is Don Mattingly. Right-hander against left-hander. 4-2 game. Twins in front. Bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive and a base hit to right field. Henderson is rounding third. He's going to score. An RBI single by Griffey as Bernanski gets it back in. So the Yankees have come up with three runs. It is now a one-run game. It'll bring up Don Mattingly. You know, it almost gets to the point where you're grateful of Ken Griffey. It's only a base hit against the Twins. Last season, Griffey had a total of 10 home runs. And five of those home runs came against the Twins. Now Dick Sutch is coming out to talk to John Butcher. As the Twins have seen a four-run lead evaporate, it is now only a one-run advantage, and Dick Sutch out there to try to settle down John Butcher. Butch, his last outing, you may recall, threw 173 pitches. And you really have to wonder what kind of an effect that'll have in his next outing. Well, in this game, he retired the first six men he faced. Then in the third here, he gave up a home run to Pagliarulo, infield single to Randolph. Then after Meacham grounded out, an RBI double by Henderson, and then a run-scoring single off the bat of Ken Griffey, and it's a 4-3 game. Butcher stays in the game, and now Mattingly digs in. Here's a pitch. Mattingly takes a strike called at the letters, 0-1. Twins infield, double play depth. Butcher going to first, not a good move. And Griffey back on the bag. Mattingly 0-for-1, he flied to left. Hitting 284, no home runs, 15 RBIs. Here's a pitch. Mattingly swings, got a piece of it, foul tip at the plate. No balls and two strikes to count. Of course, last season, Mattingly with 35 home runs, and who would have guessed that on April 29th, somebody like Omar Moreno would have one more home run than Don Mattingly. Pitch on the way. Mattingly swings, and there's a comeback here. It's off Butcher's glove. He looks at second, but he throws to first to get Mattingly there. Had Butcher been able to come up with the ball cleanly, he would have had a real good chance at getting a double play. Instead, after he dropped the ball, he got Mattingly at first, and now with two outs, Griffey's at second base, and Mike Easler comes up to hit. Four-three, Twins in front, bottom of the third. Twins with four runs on seven hits. Yankees with three runs on four hits, and they've made the only two errors. Here's a stretch by Butcher. Here's a pitch to Easler, and he takes a call strike on the inside corner. Letter high, 0-1. Easler's 0-for-1. He flied to center. Dave Winfield waiting on deck. And here's a pitch. Changeup is swung on, got a piece of it, fouled it back behind the plate. Nothing and two the count. Easler hitting 236 here with no home runs, eight RBIs. Now Butcher says yes to his sign, the right-hander ready at the belt, and he delivers. And another changeup just misses high and outside. Easler showed a good eye. One ball and two strikes on the Yankee DH. The outfield deep, straight away. Infield backed up now. Smalley on the shallow side at third. And here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Side retired. Foul tip. Laudner hung on to it. And so the Yankees come up with three runs on three hits. There were no errors. And they leave one at the end of three. Twins in front now 4-3.
The Vikingland Dodge Boys are back with the best retail car and truck program in the industry. Now and for a limited time, your Dodge dealer is offering unbelievably low 6.8 annual percentage rate financing or up to $1,000 cash back direct from Chrysler. That's right, 6.8 financing or $500 cash back on the 1986 front-wheel drive Dodge Omni four-door. Get 6.8 financing or $1,000 cash back on Dodge vans, wagons, and Ram Chargers. Or get $500 to $1,000 cash back on all full size Dodge pickups. And of course, every U.S.-built Dodge car and truck comes with a Chrysler 550 protection plan. Not Ford, GM, or the imports. The Vikingland Dodge Boys are back with 6.8 to 9.9 financing or $500 to $1,000 cash back. Low financing or cash back is for qualified buyers through Chrysler Credit. Dealer's contribution may affect final price. Ask for details. So buy it right. Buy it now. See your Vikingland Dodge dealer today.
CarQuest gets it right.
Protect your car with a Wix oil filter from CarQuest. Buy two Wix filters and get an Igloo Little Playmate six-pack cooler for only $1.99 while supplies last. Details on how you may win a custom Chevy S10 Blazer at participating CarQuest auto parts stores.
It feels good when you finish what you started. We make it easy to work on your car. The right price at the right price. CarQuest, the right price.
Wake up the right way with WCCO Radio every morning from 5 to 7. The morning crew keeps you up to date on what's happening in the world and here at home. Only on Real Radio, your friends at CCO.
meantime, Guidry will go to work here in the top of the fourth inning as the Twins will send up Greg Gagne, and in the top of the order, Kirby Puckett and Billy Bean. 4-3 game, Twins in front. Gagne 1-for-1, a double, and was stranded his first time up as Guidry misses high, ball one. Gagne hitting 237, one home run and five RBIs. Ron Guidry into his motion. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Gagne takes low and inside. Ball two. 2-0. Guidry, of course, who last season had the great comeback, had a record of 22-6 after a record of 10-11 the year before that. The real amazing thing is that Guidry last year got off to a 1-3 start, and then he put together a 12-game winning streak. There's a swing and a fly ball out towards shallow right field. Winfield trotting over towards the foul line, makes the catch, and Gagne is out number one. That'll bring up Kirby Puckett. Now, that 12-game winning streak that he started on May 4th in a game against Kansas City. On July 20th, he had a record of 13-3, and his streak was ended by, you guessed it, the Cleveland Indians. And they beat Ron Guidry by a score of 6-5 on July 31st. Here's a pitch, and Kirby swings and he lines it towards left center field. Henderson racing back, still racing back, and he makes a running one-handed catch. Boy, for the second consecutive time, Kirby put good wood on the ball. Gave it a good ride, but he picked the wrong spot out to center field here at Yankee Stadium. No man's land. That's out number two. It'll bring up Billy Bean. Although Tim Laudner hit one over that center field fence in the second inning, about 430 feet away. Now Billy Bean, 2-for-2, couple of base hits and a run scored. Now he swings in a looper behind first, Mattingly racing back, and he's not going to get to it. And Billy Bean will settle for a single as Mattingly comes up with the ball in a hurry. So there's a headline. Billy Bean, 3-for-3 against Ron Guidry. Although a little bit on the fortunate side there as he had a looper behind first base. Two outs, it'll bring up Kent Herbeck. Now it'll be left-hander against left-hander. Herbie is 1-for-2. He has popped out. And last time up, a ground ball single, and Herbie eventually came to score on Henderson's error in center field. And there's a swing and a number out in front of the plate. Guidry comes off the mound to field, his throw to first, in time to get Herbeck in the side, retired. Ron Guidry, of course, throughout his career, an excellent fielding pitcher. In the fourth, no runs. One hit, no errors. They leave one. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Twins in front, 4-3.
Hi, gang. This is Cannon with even more good news from the Rotland Company. Now, I've been telling you about their great homes and some beautiful developments around the Twin Cities.
Oh, they are all over the place, Cannon. Burnsville, Southwind 3, Egan, Eden Prairie, Chanhazen with Fox Hollow.
Not to mention two new developments, Ma, in Eden Prairie and a new area in Shorewood right near Christmas Lake. What do you think, Morg?
Well, what's the good news? Let's get on with it so I can get back to the ballgame here.
Well, Morg, is a little kick for visiting a Rotland home. You can enter a little drawing and be eligible to win a fabulous dinner or brunch at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, honey, I've been to the Willows for brunch. It's out of this world. They've got stir-fry, fresh fruit, waffles, rolls, and Danish and entrees. My girlfriend and I go there all the time.
Well, get in and see those great Rotland homes and register to win brunch at the Hyatt. And you don't got to buy nothing.
Okay, Cannon, is that enough talk for Rotland? Can we get back to the ball game?
Amico presents the Amico Sports Profile.
We're here at ringside with American-born Bootsy Kelly, the biggest fan in sumo wrestling. Bootsy!
Yeah, babe.
You're huge. Where are you from?
Gross Point.
What do you eat to keep fit?
My opponent.
Bootsy, where do you go to get fueled up?
Amico. I love that Amico premium lead-free gasoline. It's quality stuff.
How do you relax?
Oh, slam dancing and bridge.
Okay, why the diaper?
Because I'm a baby at heart.
Bootsy, no one will fight you. Why?
I guess that's what happens when you get too big in this business.
Amico, your car knows.
Boone and Erickson are going to jail on Thursday morning. Tune into WCCO Radio at 8 and listen to the warden, inmates, educators, and more from Stillwater State Prison here with the two and only on Real Radio.
All right, the Yankees in the fourth inning will be Dave Winfield, Ron Hassey, and then Mike Pagliarulo. In a 4-3 game, Twins in front. Winfield's 0-for-1. He became Butcher's
the initial strikeout victim. Here's another breaking ball and low and outside to Winfield. Ball one. We mentioned that the New York Mets had come from behind to beat the Atlanta Braves by a score of 10-5. And a sour note coming out of that game, the fact that Dale Murphy, here's a pitch to Winfield, swing and a foul tip. Dale Murphy suffered a gash on his right hand after catching a fly ball near the outfield wall in the third inning. And he will be sidelined for at least a week. I remember tonight's game. Dale Murphy had played in his 675th consecutive game, but that streak will be ended. Pitch to Winfield is low and inside, a ball. 2-1 to Winfield. That's why you really have to marvel at that streak put together by Lou Gehrig. The Mets have won 10 games in succession, by the way, which makes George Steinbrenner very happy. Winfield digs in and takes low and outside. Throw the count 3-1. Twins in front, 4-3 here, just getting underway in the bottom of the fourth inning at Yankee Stadium. And Butcher's 3-1 delivery. Here's a call, strike at the knees on the outside corner. Winfield halfway to first. He thought it was ball four. Winfield had already gotten rid of his bat. Has a couple of words with plate umpire Steve Palermo. I think Winfield said, "Sorry, Steve, I didn't mean to do that. It was my mistake."
Wet night, bat slipped out of my hand.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I think the bat wound up in the dugout. That's a big slip. There's ball four, low and outside. So Winfield on the bases. And Butcher has walked his first man. It'll bring up Ron Hassey. Twins defensively with Smalley at third. Gagne and Lombardozzi up the middle there with Herbeck on the bag at first. Tim Laudner doing the catching. Billy Beane in left, Kirby Puckett in center, and Tom Brunansky in right field. Middle of the infield, again, double play position. Smalley will play on the edge of the infield grass at third. And Herbeck on the bag at first, holding with Winfield. Ron Hassey, that wide open stance. Here's the pitch. And there's a check swing, ground ball. That'll wind up in the Twins' dugout. Hassey is 0-for-1. As he grounded to second base. Batting average of .235. One home run and five RBIs. Big gap in left center. Butcher ready, and he comes home. Change up is low and outside. That one got away from Butcher, and the count even up at 1-1. Twins got two in the second, two more in the third. And the Yankees came back with three in their half of the third. Here's a throw to first base, and Winfield back on the bag. Here's a pitch. There's a swing and a foul back. That'll be in the seats behind the Twins dugout. One ball and two strikes. Mark Portugal, a right-hander, warming up for the Twins in their bullpen, which is situated over the left center field fence out here at Yankee Stadium. Now Smalley with a couple of strikes on Hassey backs up at third a bit. And here's the pitch. There's a fly ball up that left field side. That ball drifting as Gagne chases it, but it's back in the seats out of play. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Butcher, of course, yet to taste victory this season. Although he has certainly pitched well enough to win at least a couple of games. His last outing, 173 pitches, and had a tough time getting out of bed the following morning. There's a ball. It's in the dirt. Good save by Tim Laudner behind the plate. Throw the count 2-2 for Ron Hassey. Mike Pagliarulo waiting in the on-deck circle. Back-to-back home runs by Laudner and Lombardozzi gave the Twins a 2-0 lead in the second inning. They picked up two more in the third. One of them on an error by Ricky Henderson in center field, but then the Yankees came right back.
And here's a 2-2 pitch. Here's a high fly ball. Well hit towards right center field, but Kirby Puckett is right there coming in towards the gap to make the catch. And that's out number one. Essie, I think, hit that one off the end of the bat. Oh, with one away, it'll bring up Pagliarulo. And it was Mike Pagliarulo who got things started for the Yankees with an upper deck home run his last time up. Now Butcher ready. Laudner sets up outside. Butcher delivers outside and misses out there. Ball one. Twins have out hit the Yankees 8-4. The Yankees have made the only two errors, and now Butcher will try to get Pagliarulo to hit the ball on the ground here. Pitch on the way to him is swung on and a number foul behind the plate. Count even up at 1-1. Same two teams again tomorrow night. Bert Blyleven, 2-0, will take on Joni Crow. He is also 2-0 for the Yankees. And then the finale on Thursday night, Frank Viola, 3-1, will go against Dennis Rasmussen, 2-0. There's a throw to first. Winfield again back in time. Winfield has a couple of stolen bases so far this season. Getting his lead at first. Butcher takes a look, still looking, and now Pagliarulo calls time at the plate. Now Butcher ready again. Looks at Winfield, and here's the pitch. A little bit low for a ball. Count 2-1. Winfield at first base. Last season had 19 stolen bases. Yeah, that was the most steals he had had since 1980, when he had 23, and that was for San Diego. Butcher at the belt. Long look at first. Now the 2-1 pitch on the way. There's a high fly ball to center field. Kirby Puckett ranging right, telling Billy Bean to stay away. He does, and Kirby makes the catch. Now number two, and it'll bring up Willie Randolph. Randolph came up with an infield single his first time up as he hit one in the hole at short. Gagne got to the ball, but he had no play, no realistic play, and so Randolph eventually scored on a double by Ricky Henderson. 4-3 game, Twins in front, bottom of the fourth inning. Butcher going to work again. Here's a stretch and a throw to first. Winfield back in. Now Butcher says yes to his sign again, and here's a pitch on the way to Randolph. It's swung on, hit to Kirby in the air. Puckett should have all three putouts in center field. He does, and the side retired. In the fourth inning, nothing across. They leave one, and at the end of four, Twins in front, 4-3.
This bud's for all that you do. There's something special about you. You're good for a cheer and a cold beer. Baseball too. You really make it work, and this Bud's for you.
Hey Ed, you want to see a doubleheader?
Sure, Lou.
All right, wait. I'll open a couple of cold Budweisers, and then I'll pour that clean, crisp taste.
Hey, careful, Lou. Don't spill any.
Hey, not to worry, not to worry. There, look at that, see? Two rich for me heads. Oh, a Bud doubleheader, buddy. Hey, Ed, where you going with my two Budweisers?
I'm showing you a double steal.
What?
You really make it work, Ed. This one's for you.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Carquest gets it right.
Protect your car with a Wix oil filter from CarQuest. Buy two Wix filters and get an Igloo Little Playmate 6-pack cooler for only $1.99 while supplies last. Details on how you may win a custom Chevy S10 Blazer at participating CarQuest auto parts stores.
It feels good when you finish what you start. We make it easy to work on your car. The right parts at the right price. CarQuest, the right place to buy auto parts.
Here's a look
look at CCLN weather tonight. Pretty good chance of showers and maybe some thunderstorms later on tonight and tomorrow morning. Partial clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Tonight's low 53, high tomorrow 65. Currently clouds and 64 in the Twin Cities.
Well, Tom Bernanski comes up to try to get things started for the Twins as we get underway in the fifth inning, and back with more play-by-play. Once again, Herb Carneal. Herb?
All right, Joe. Tom Bernanski will lead it off. He's gone out second to first and flied to left. Here's the windup by Guidry in the pitch. Outside. 4-1. Bryce Mahle on deck. Alex Sanchez to follow. The Twins with 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The Yankees, 3 runs, just 4 hits and 2 errors. Both by outfielders, Griffey and Henderson. Guidry's pitch just outside at the knees. And a ball two. No strike count to Tom Bernanski. So far, Guidry has walked one batter, struck out one. And the left-hander pumps and throws. A fastball cut on and fouled away by Bernanski. 2 balls and a strike. Seattle at Boston tonight. No score after 6 innings. And we had a note that Roger Clemens, the Boston pitcher, had struck out 12 batters through the first 5 innings. The Mariners are really striking out at a high rate these days. There's a sinking fastball by Guidry. It's low. Ball three and strike one. Now the windup by the left-hander and the pitch. Fastball in there, striking it 3-2 as he got it over the inside part of the plate, and Bernanski thought it was too far inside. Argues with the plate umpire, Steve Palermo. Guidry waiting for Bruno to get back in the batter's box. Full count. The windup, the payoff delivery, and he missed outside. Ball four. A walk to Bernanski to start the fifth inning. The second walk given up by Ryan Guidry, and it'll bring up Smalley, who has bounced to short and popped to first. I want to wish a very happy birthday to a very loyal Twins fan. 94 years young today, John Bergman. John Bergman of Vermilion, South Dakota, follows us on WNAX in Yankton. All right, John, thank you for your support and interest in the Twins as Smalley looks at a strike over the inside corner, 0-1. California, Toronto tied at 3 in the sixth inning. Throw to first base, Bernanski gets back. Kansas City, Detroit, 1-1 after 6.5. Leonard against Tanana. Baltimore, Chicago, nothing in the sixth. Scott McGregor against Gene Nelson. Cleveland, 2, Texas, nothing. 1.5 at Texas. Schramm against Mike Mason. Another throw to first. Bruno back in time. Oakland at Milwaukee, 1-1 after 1.5. Chris Cotteroli against rookie Bill Wickman. And right here, the Twins lead the Yankees 4-3 in the first half of the sixth inning. Here's the set by Guidry. A look over to first base in the pitch. Change up, hit in the air to center field. Ricky Henderson coming on, getting under it. Henderson waits, makes the catch, one away. Smalley on an off-speed pitch. Flies to center field. It'll bring up Alex Sanchez, who has flied to center and doubled the center in the third inning, scoring Bean from second. And when the ball went through Ricky Henderson for an error, Herbeck scored all the way from first base with the Twins' fourth run of the ball game. Mike Laga of Detroit has just homered in the seventh inning. Laga's third of the year. He hit it off Dennis Leonard to give the Tigers a 2-1 lead over the Royals in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now Ron Guidry ready to take the sign from Hassie. Still looking down. Alex Sanchez now steps out of the box as Guidry took too much time. National League, Houston at Philadelphia. Phillies lead 9-3 after 5. Montreal at Cincinnati 6-1. Expos after 5.5. 4 homers in that fourth inning. Dawson, Brooks, Wallach, and Fitzgerald for the Expos. There's a fastball to Sanchez. He lines it foul just outside of third, getting around on it too quickly, and he pulled it foul. No balls and one strike to Alex Sanchez, acquired out of the Tiger organization, the Dave Ingle deal. And Alex starting his first game for the Twins. Tom Berdansky on first base, one out. Mattingly holding with him. Yankee infield up five or six steps. The outfield straight away. Sanchez widespread stance at the plate. Guidry's pitch on the way, and it swung on. Line drive into left field. Down the line, it is a foul. Just foul down in that left field corner. And right now, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. There you hear the Twins.
This is the home of the Twins for a quarter century. WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, 8:30. Cloudy skies and 64 degrees in the Twin Cities. Good chance of rain later tonight.
From Yankee Stadium, Joe Angel, yours truly, Herb Carneal. Bill DaCosta, our engineer, and the Twins leading the Yankees 4-3 in the top of the fifth inning. With Bernanski on first, one out, two strikes to Sanchez, who almost had himself an extra base hit there. First of three here in New York, and the first of a six-game Eastern swing for the Twins. Well, Baltimore has broken through with a run at Chicago in the sixth inning off Gene Nelson, the first run of that ball game at Comiskey Park. And the pitch by Guidry. It's a fastball just outside. Bernanski running. The throw is not in time. Well, Randolph thought they had him, but second base umpire Ken Kaiser called safe. The hook slide by Bernanski got him in there with his second steal of the year. Bully Randolph actually taking the throw behind the bag at second base. Bernanski got in there. Looked as though he might have gotten in there with his knee. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul chopped at the plate by Sanchez. It's still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The right-handed batting Alex Sanchez with Laudner on deck. Guidry leaning in to take Hassie's sign. The left-hander has it. Here's the set. Checks Bernanski at second. Kicks and throws. A sinking fastball swung on and hit foul off to the left. Over by the Twins dugout. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Game number two tomorrow night. Air time will be 6:30. Central Standard Time. Burt Blyleven against knuckleballer Joe Niekro. Frank Viola against Dennis Rasmussen, left-handers on Thursday, same time, 6:30 Central. One ball, two strikes. Bernanski gets his lead at second. Here's the set by Guidry. He delivers. Inside fastball, got him looking. He threw a fastball over the inside corner, and Sanchez, not too sure about the call. Rung up by Steve Palermo, strikeout number two for Guidry. And there, again, the type of a fastball from a left-handed pitcher to a right-handed batter starts inside, starts to tail back then, and Palermo gave the call to Ron Guidry. As Laudner comes up, hit a long home run over the left center field fence in the second inning and walked in the third. Swing and a miss. A little late on a fastball there, and it's 0-1. Twins 4, the Yankees 3 in the top of the fifth inning here at Yankee Stadium after a 38-minute rain delay at the start of the ball game. Guidry out of the set, delivers, and the sinker's low and outside, one ball, one strike. Later on tonight, the Cubs are at San Diego, the Cardinals at San Francisco, and the Pirates are at Los Angeles. Guidry ready to go. Checks Bernanski at second base. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, swinging through the fastball. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Infield back all around. The outfield deep straight away. No wind factor here. As Guidry ready to go. Here's the set. And the left-hander's pitch. The fastball swung on. Line drive base hit into right center field. Bernanski will score. The Twins lead 5-3. And Laudner on his way to second with a double. Tim is 2-for-2 plus a walk. His second RBI of the night. And the batter now will be Steve Lombardozzi, who homered on the very next pitch after Laudner had homered in the second inning. Lumbo pulled his homer down the left field line. So the Twins now with 9 hits. Guidry has walked 2, and the Yankees have committed 2 errors. Twins with a 2-run lead, 5-3 in the fifth inning. Tim Laudner leading at second base. Ron Guidry from the set delivers. Swing, and there's a hot smash foul. Outside of third base, 1 strike. Mentioned that the Yankee bullpen corps, according to manager Lou Piniella, has been overworked in recent games. They have a couple of fellows at Columbus, their AAA club. Mike Armstrong, a right-hander, and the veteran left-hander Al Holland, who pitched pretty well there, but they're still at Columbus. There's a fastball inside, 1-1. Reliever Rod Scurry has complained of a sore arm. Here's the set by Guidry. Checks Laudner, delivers, and it's low and inside, a ball, 2-1 now to Lombardozzi. Lombo batting 8th and Gagne 9th. The Twins now on their third batting turn in the ball game. Here's the set by Ron Guidry. The look back to second base. The left-hander's pitch. And a fastball got the inside corner there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Ron Guidry with 157 lifetime wins and only 68 losses. He has 26 career shutouts. Ball 2, strike 2 with 2 out. Laudner gets his lead at second, playing Lombardozzi straight away. And here's the pitch. Low and inside. Good eye by Lombardozzi. It's pitch that goes down and in on the right-handed batter. Starts out above the knees and then ends up around your ankles, but Lombo checked in time, and it's a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Time is called as Lombo steps out. As he puts the sign down for Ron Guidry, here's the set. And the payoff delivery. Fastball lined in the right center, a base hit. Laudner will score as Henderson tracks the ball down in deep right center field. The Twins now lead 6-3 as Lombardozzi lines one in the alley in right center field. His third double, his fourth RBI of the season, his second one tonight. And the Twins now with a 3-run lead. Well, a rare thing to see Ron Guidry being roughed up the way he is tonight, and especially by the Twins, who really haven't had much success against Guidry over the years, having won only 4 of 20 decisions against him. And now here's Gagne, the number 9 batter, up for the third time in the game. Double the left center in the second, fly to right in the fourth. And the pitch on the way. A fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Right-hander Ed Whitson warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch by Guidry, and a fastball turns Gagne away from the plate. 1 ball and 1 strike. Putting it up on the message board now that Eddie Whitson is warming up, and of course Eddie has been tormented by the fans here in New York. And there's a foul off to the left by Gagne, 1-2, so much to the point where Lou Piniella earlier this year said that he would probably start him only on road games. But they're hard pressed for some pitching help, so Whitson is warming up now in the Yankee bullpen. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Gagne. Guidry, who has given up 10 hits in 4 2/3 innings, works out of the set, and here's the pitch. Swung on, a fly ball down the right field line, drifting down the line, and that ball is dropping just foul out in shallow right field. Just barely foul. Remember, Remember, the Metrodome ticket office is open Monday through Friday from 9 until 5, and on Saturday from 9 to 4, you can purchase tickets for any future Twins game at the Metrodome ticket office or at any of the 9 ticket outlets at the Dayton stores. Here's the set by Guidry. The left-hander pitches way outside an eye, almost a wild pitch. Ball two and strike two. Now the set. Jex Lombardozzi at second delivers. Fastball is hit high in the air to the right of the infield. Randolph, the second baseman, makes the catch, and that retires the side, but the Twins pick up two more runs in the inning on two hits. There was a walk and one left. 4.5, Twins 6, and the Yankees 3.
Marv just bought a VCR.
Yeah, I got all the gizmos you need.
His twin brother Merv just bought one, too.
A very sensible purchase.
Tonight, Marv rented Beverly Hills Cop.
Love the theme song.
So did Merv. And for the same price, he got two other hot titles on the great 3 movies for 2 days deal.
Too bad, Marv. Hey, what's the deal?
Who's got the best deals? Action 11's Mike Igo saves you dollars by making some sense out of the movie rental maze. Tonight on News 11.
Where can you look to gain valuable skill experience? The Army's Skill Training Program. With over 300 skills to choose from, there's a good chance of finding the right one. Many are high-tech skills, and many have civilian job applications. Army recruiters have details. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
All that you can be.
Here's the latest on that Soviet nuclear problem. Some American experts apparently are disagreeing now with U.S. intelligence sources over the extent of the Soviet nuclear plant accident near Kiev. The sources say the disaster definitely was a meltdown of the radioactive fuel core, but some experts say a meltdown would have been highly unlikely. One of them, Dr. Alan Bromley of Yale University, says available information points to an accidental fire in the graphite shielding surrounding the fuel core. He says it also indicates an outside release of radioactive fuel elements. Bromley says heat from such a fire could not be intense enough to melt the uranium oxide fuel, leading to a meltdown of the core. But, he says, fire and steam could strip away the linings of the fuel rods and allow radioactive elements to escape. More news later.
In the game at Fenway Park in the top of the seventh inning, Gorman Thomas is homered for Seattle. Thomas, fifth of the year. That's the first run of the ball game. Boston pitcher, right-hander Roger Clemens, however, through 7 innings, has 16 strikeouts. 16 strikeouts through 7 innings for Roger Clemens, but the Mariners are leading 1-0. Mike Moore pitching for Seattle. Here's Meacham up, and he bunts at the ball and fouls it, trying to bunt his way on. Dropping it down to third baseline, fouled it. Meacham tapped out short to first in the third inning. He'll be followed here by Ricky Anderson and Ken Griffey. Twins leading 6-3, last of the fifth inning here at Yankee Stadium. Overcast night. As Butcher delivers, and Meacham looks at the ball. Meacham a switch hitter, but he had to bat right-handed some last year. He injured a tendon in his left hand, making it hard for him to swing left-handed. Here he loops a soft one into left field for a base hit. Just stuck the bat out there and dumped it into left field, so Meacham is on. Hit number 5 for New York. They had the other 4 hits in the third inning when they scored their 3 runs. It'll bring up Ricky Henderson, who has grounded a short and doubled the left. Number 24, Ricky Henderson, who leads the league in stolen bases with 15 out of 18 attempts. Here's the set by Butcher in the pitch. A fastball swung on, hit on the ground, a short to Gagne. Lombardozzi one on to first base, and it is in time. A double play. You don't see that very often. Ricky Henderson grounding into a 6-4-3 double play. Gagne, Lombardozzi to Herbeck, and that's number 22 this year for the Twins. So two out and nobody on for New York.
And Herb, there you see some of the dividends paying off the work of Wayne Terwilliger, the infield instructor for the Twins. working on the double play. He worked with all of the infielders throughout spring training and having them anticipate a bad throw.
Well, here's Griffey taking low. Griffey has bounced to second and single to right.
And that's exactly what Gagne gave Lombardozzi. It was not a good throw, but Lombardozzi did a good job of adjusting at second base and made the play.
There's a high fly ball to deep right field. This is way out, going on. Up in the seats over the 385 sign. Well, Griffey's found his cousins again, the Twins, against whom he hit 5 of his 10 homers last year, including a grand slam. And this one, he hit over the 385 sign, up into the seats in right center. It's 6-4, Twins. Number 2 for Griffey. And his 9th RBI of the year.
Now that double play's even bigger.
Here's Mattingly. He's flied to left and hit to the pitcher. 1-3 put out. Butcher delivers. A very high fastball. Ball one. Twins 6 and the Yankees 4. Last half of the fifth inning here with 2 out and nobody on. And the pitch. Breaking ball is low. Ball 2. 2-0. Now the right-hander Butcher with a pitch. A breaking ball swung on. There's a long drive. It's a fair foul. It is a foul ball into the lower deck in right field, but a foul. 1-1 to Mattingly. I mentioned earlier, he had 35 homers last year, but did not hit his first last year until May the 5th, and he has not hit a home run this year. 2 balls and a strike to count. Here's the pitch. Low outside of ball. 3-1. Mattingly has led the league in doubles for the last 2 years. The first American leaguer to lead the league in doubles 2 years in a row since Tony Oliva did it for the Twins. Tony led the league in doubles in 1969 and 70. There's a fastball hit on the ground to Herbeck, and he'll run to the bag himself. Mattingly's outside retired. 1 run, 2 hits, and after 5 innings, Twins 6, the Yankees 4.
Some 25-year class reunion, huh, Norm?
Yeah, so what have you been up to?
Well, I went to business school, founded a steel mill, and retired to Fiji.
Gee, you did well.
Yupper. How about you? You were voted most likely to succeed. You're still into machinery?
Yeah. Take my new John Deere R-Series riding mower.
Holy smokes, John Deere is your company?
John Deere's always been my company.
I never knew.
Anyway, I'm really excited about my new R-Series riding mower.
I can't believe it. You own a whole...
The new high-performance 30-inch mowing deck gives us better suction for better cuts.
Norm, how come you never told me this before?
I don't know. You didn't ask. Anyway, because the John Deere riding mower lifts and cuts my lawn so darn clean, I leave my hot dog stand early every day just to go home and my...
Wait a second. Hold it.
Yeah.
You own a John Deere riding mower?
Right. The R-Series, 2-year warranty.
You don't own the whole John Deere company?
The company? No. I own Normie's hot dogs. I got chili dogs. I got sour... Nice children, do you, Frank?
Nothing runs like a deer.
I hear you own your own lawnmower company, Normie.
No, I own... Yes, I do. It's very big. I'm filthy rich. I got yachts and big cars.
Any islands?
Yes, islands.
How
I got a...
Who's the number one selling line of import cars and trucks in America? It's not Volkswagen, Honda, or Mazda. It's not even Toyota. The name is Nissan. That's right, Nissan beat them all. We're the best-selling line of import cars and trucks in the nation. Number one. Come on out to your Minnesota Nissan dealer and you'll see why. We've got 28 different car and truck models priced under $9,000. That's thousands less than the national average. Nissan also has the newest line of cars and trucks in America, the 1987s. An all-new Sentra, best-selling of all imports. The all-new Maxima, best-selling luxury import. And the hard bodies. Nissan's all-new redesigned and re-engineered line of trucks. Everyone fuel-injected and everyone available to qualified buyers at 7.7 annual percentage rate financing. It's easy to see why Nissan is number one at your participating Minnesota Nissan dealer.
Well, the veteran right-hander, Ed Whitson, will come on to do the pitching. Number 38, he has been booed unmercifully and almost literally run out of New York. He's had some bad outings here, and the fans really got him in a very actually unstable frame of mind. He'd love to be traded from this ball club, but the Yankees said that they've been able to make any kind of a deal for him so far. He's 1-1 this year. This is his fifth appearance, third out of the bullpen. 12 innings, he's given up 6 earned runs, 14 hits in 12 innings, walked 5 and fanned 5. Formerly with Cleveland and the San Diego Padres, was on their National League Championship year 2 years ago. And here's Kirby Puckett taking a fastball in there for a strike. So Guidry went 5 innings, gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, 10 hits, walked 2 and fanned 2. Tad Whitson, who could be a valuable man for the Yankees, delivers, and there's a bouncing ball behind second, and it's out of the reach of Meacham, bouncing into center field. So Kirby Puckett is on, and now has hit in 12 consecutive games. Bounces one up the middle. Hit number 11 for the Twins. There's Billy Beane, who's had quite a night. 3 singles, 2 to left and 1 to right off Ryan Guidry after going hitless his first 3 at-bats with the Twins this year. On the disabled list till the 22nd of April. Throw to first by Whitson. Puckett gets back in time. There's a swing and a miss. One strike to Billy Beane. Kirby Puckett on at first base, leads the major leagues in runs scored 19, home runs 7, he has 30 hits, total bases 57, and he has 12 extra base hits, tops in the majors. There's the set by Whitson, a look over to first, and the pitch. Fastball a little bit high, 1 ball and 1 strike. Ed Whitson, who'll be 31 years old on the 19th of May, signed as a free agent by the Yankees in December of 1984. And the pitch. Swing and a foul. Puckett running on the pitch, but has to go back because Beane fouled it off. 1 ball, 2 strikes. In the Padres' pennant-winning year, 1984, Whitson won 14 and lost 8. Last year with the Yankees, he was 10-8. He was scheduled to start a game here a few days ago against Cleveland, but the word from Lou Piniella was that he had a pulled ribcage muscle and they didn't start him. A throw over to first base. Puckett gets back. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. The Twins leading 6-4. Whitson, the right-hander, takes the sign from Hasse. Here's the set. Toss to first. Puckett back in time. Twins AAA club, Toledo at Richmond, the Braves farm club, and they're tied at 3 going into the 10th inning at Richmond. Here's the set by Whitson, and the pitch is high and inside. 2-2 now to Billy Beane with Herbeck on deck and Bernanski to follow. Orioles are leading the White Sox 1-0 after 6 in Chicago, and the Red Sox came back with 3 off Mike Moore on the home run by Dwight Evans. Evans' second home run of the year, and they lead the Mariners 3-1 after 7. Toss over to first base, and Puckett gets back. Remember in that game, Roger Clemens, the Red Sox pitcher, has 16 strikeouts in 7 innings. There goes Puckett. The pitch is low. Hassie's throw is not in time. Kirby Puckett with a steal of second, his second out of 4 attempts. And Billy Beane now with a full count. Hasse going out to talk to Ed Whitson. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Oakland at Milwaukee. Oakland has taken a 2-1 lead after 3.5. A home run by Jose Canseco in the fourth inning, his fifth of the year to put the A's in the lead. Cleveland leading Texas 2-1, last of the third in Arlington, Texas. Ball count now to right-handed batting Billy Bean against Ed Whitson, who takes the sign. Here's the set and the pitch. Low and outside with a breaking ball, he walks it. Friends with runners on first and second. Lombardozzi, two each with a homer. Sanchez, one on a single, one scored on an error. One strike now to Ken Herbeck. Here's the set by Whitson and the pitch. Herbeck swings and lines a foul. Way in front of that pitch, hit it in the right field seats, foul, so on two. A line drive foul. So Whitson ahead of Herbeck now, 0-2, and Tom Bernanski on deck. Here's the set by Whitson and the pitch. Herbeck fouls the next one off on the third base side upstairs. Count rides along at two strikes. Whitson looking to Hassey for the sign. Here's the set and the pitch. Inside fastball. One ball and two strikes. There doesn't seem to be much question that Whitson still has the stuff to be a winning pitcher, but he hasn't been in much of a frame of mind to pitch in this ballpark. He throws a fastball high and outside to Herbeck. Ball two and strike two. Actually, Whitson broke in with the Pirates back in 77, then drafted by them in 1974. With the Giants, then Cleveland, San Diego, now the Yankees. Crowd starting to chant, Eddie. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Gave him a fastball and Herbie uppercut it foul. Still two balls and two strikes. Kansas City, Detroit, they're in the ninth. The Royals batting against Tanana, and Tigers have a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is swung on and fouled away, and the count rides along. Two balls and two strikes. Slow breaking ball from Ed Whitson to Herbeck as he fouled off. California, Toronto tied at three at Toronto in the seventh inning. Mark Eichhorn has relieved Steve in the seventh. There's a low fastball, half swing, he's out. Herbie swung at a bad ball, he knows it. The pitch down low, and Herbie couldn't check his swing in time. So Whitson strikes out Herbeck, and that'll bring up Bernanski, who has hit a broken bat, one hop liner to Randolph, a 4-3 put out, fly to left and drawn a base on balls. Twins leading 6-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. Whitson delivers. Breaking ball, a little bit low. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Tomorrow night, Bert Blyleven against Joe Niekro. Airtime once again, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Here's the set by Whitson. The right-hander delivers. A fastball in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Thursday night, Frank Viola against Dennis Rasmussen. Left-handers. Next home game for the Twins will be a week from tonight. At the Metrodome against Baltimore, although they have the exhibition game with the University of Minnesota Monday night. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is low. Ball two and strike one to Bernanski. Twins have scored two runs in the second, third, and fifth innings. The Yankees scored three in the third and one in the fifth. Laudner and Lombardozzi, Twins home runs. Pagliarulo and Griffey for the Yankees. Here's the set by Whitson, the pitch. Fastball fouled away. The runners were going, but Bruno fouled it off. So we have a two-ball, two-strike count to Tom Bernanski as Roy Smalley waits on deck. Ball two, strike two. Two on, one man out. Twins with a two-run lead. 6-4 here in the sixth inning. Now the set by Whitson. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Line to center right at Henderson. He's coming on and makes the catch. Goes to second base, not in time for a double play. That ball started to sink, and Henderson, running in, made the catch for the second out. So we have two down, Roy Smalley coming up, and right now we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification where you hear the Twins.